Well, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of 90.7 Perspectives on WVAS. I'm your host, Rob Taylor. Coming up on tonight's program, we're going to spend the entire hour tonight talking about a situation down in Perry County. Now, before I introduce my guest, I just want to let you know that we're going to be talking about the Uniontown wastewater dilemma. And from reports that we've read, it has hit a roadblock. And I just want to take a moment to read a little bit of a story from the Selma Times-Journal that says the battle over Uniontown's inadequate water wastewater treatment facilities went to the state capitol Friday, and it is clear residents of Perry County, of the Perry County community, may have to wait a bit longer before a solution is found. Dozens of Uniontown residents attended a public hearing of the Alabama Environmental Management Commission Friday to hear what happens next in the project that has already seen $4.8 million in taxpayer money that many say has been flushed down the drain. And it involves a wide range of issues with the city's treatment systems, including leaking pipes, numerous instances of wastewater seeping into nearby creeks, and two wastewater spray fields that cannot handle the current water usage levels. And it has, of course, made the situation a difficult one to solve. Tonight, we're going to be talking with several people to try to get a better understanding, get hopefully a solution to this situation. My guests are Scott Hughes with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, Adam Johnston with the Alabama Rivers Alliance, Esther Calhoun, president of the Black Belt Citizens Fighting for Health and Justice, and Ben Eaton, resident and group member. Welcome to all of y'all. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you,
Rob. Thank you, Rob. It's good to be here.
Let's start from December 2013. Mr. Johnston, you say there are a number of issues with the existing spray field, including spilling untreated sewage into creeks and rivers. If you would describe the spray field, its function, and what's happening.
Thank you, Rob. This is Adam Johnston of the Alabama Rivers Alliance, and the city of Uniontown operates a wastewater treatment facility that's not common to most places, even though it is used in other areas. The city of Uniontown operates what is known as a spray field operating system that takes treated sewage, pumps it out to a spray field location, and there's spray nozzles that then spray the sewage onto the ground. And in most cases, it is supposed to percolate and drain into the soil, and the permit that the city of Uniontown has gives it the permission to drain into the soil, but unfortunately the soil in Uniontown does not allow water to drain. And so since its inception in 1992, the spray field has been failing the community and its citizens.
So what do you want to see happen?
Well, right now we have spray field number one, which is leaking tens of thousands of gallons every day, that is not being addressed. My concern is for the public health downstream. We're not getting any type of basic requirements for public health notices, and the public is at very great risk right here.
And who do you want to be responsible for this?
We have a lot of people responsible for this. Ultimately, it starts locally with the city of Uniontown. The mayor, the city council need to be fully aware of what's going on and start to address it from the beginning. The Perry County Public Health Department is responsible, as well as Centel Engineering, which is extremely responsible. And then we go all the way up to the state, and the Alabama Department of Environmental Management is also responsible for this.
Mr. Hughes, let me ask you, you're with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. How do you all fit into all of this? And from what I've read, you seem to be getting more criticism than, I guess, support here.
Well, we are, Rob, the state environmental agency here in Alabama. We implement all of the major environmental laws here in the state, the Federal Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, RECRA, CERCLA, all of those environmental programs are implemented by ADEM here in the state of Alabama. So we are the watchdog for environmental issues here in the state. We certainly understand and realize that there are issues with the Perry, with the Uniontown Wastewater Treatment Facility. That is why we have initiated numerous enforcement actions against them, going back to 2005, where we filed a complaint with a court system in Perry County. In 2008, we amended that complaint, and a consent decree was issued by the court systems over there, giving Uniontown a 3-year window in which to upgrade their facilities and comply with their permit. At the end of that 3-year window, they had not met all the requirements on the consent decree, so we went back to court and filed a failing of failure to comply with that consent decree. And then in 2014, we issued another unilateral order for construction stormwater issues over there. So we are aware of the issues. The department's been diligent in our enforcement actions against Union Towns, and we are not going to stop at this point. We're going to continue to work this problem until we ultimately get a resolution for the citizens over there.
And what is that resolution? Because it seems like the citizens have been complaining about this for a while now, and yet no resolution yet.
Well, the ultimate resolution is is obtaining the financial resources that will allow them to install, maintain, and operate the appropriate system that will allow them to comply with their permit that's been issued by ADEM.
Let me turn my attention now to some Uniontown residents, and I want to give them an opportunity to speak here. We have Mr. Eaton in the studio with us, as well as Mrs. Esther Calhoun and Ben Eaton. Esther Calhoun is president of the Black Belt Citizens Fighting for Health and Justice. If you would, Mrs. Calhoun, talk to me about what you have experienced.
Well, in Uniontown, which is Perry County, we have experienced a lot of injustice, and mostly it's in the black neighborhood, and it really bothers me. That's why I became interested in the community of how these things always happen in black communities. It bothers me about all the things that always happen in black communities. And with this issue with the wastewater treatment, we have went to ADEM and many of our local officials many, many times to tell them this wasn't going to work. But they continue to do their work. And by residents complaining, our voices was never heard. And it boils down, they should have been heard.
And so your voices haven't been heard. So what else have you all been doing?
We have went to EPA. We have been to ADEM. We have talked to the local officials. We have talked to Congress Lady Terry Sewell. We have tried to talk to Mr. Stevenson. We have talked to everybody saying that this is a problem. It's not going to work. We have people in the community. It's too close to the community. We were not aware that the wastewater treatment was going to be right in the community of blacks, not far away from their homes. And it was a concern about what they was doing and how they was doing it, and it wasn't going to work.
Hey, Ms. Calhoun, are you saying that this is a racial problem?
Well, if you look at it, if it had been a group of white, rich, whatever way you want to see it, well, I mean, take it. If it had been a group of white people that lived in that residence, it would have never happened. And by us being mostly black, it happens. It happens. This is not the first time it happened. We have all kinds of problems in Uniontown, which is Perry County. We have the cheese plant. There's a problem with the smell. It's in the black community because the majority of the city is black. And then you have the landfill, which is in the midst of the black community. But our voices have never been heard.
Well, you have city officials, county officials.
Yes.
And I'm sure some of those officials live somewhere in that area. They can smell what you smell, and yet nothing has been done?
No, nothing has been done. I guess it's about power. But, you know, as you elect them as officials, they supposed to at least listen, if not do as you say. We don't expect them to do exactly what we say, but just listening to our concern. You listen to our vote. They always say that we, you know, we are here for the people. But the people had spoken, no one listened. They waited till the problem got worse. The money was spent and gone.
Ben Eaton, let me talk to you and get your thoughts on this. Mr. Eaton, so what have you experienced?
Well, my experience is basically the same as Ms. Calhoun. I see it in a little different way. Uniontown is an environmental justice community. And when she speak of black and white, she's talking about that particular part. We are a poor city. We are majority black. And this should justify us as being a environmental justice community. And that sort of cover the idea of it's a racial thing.
And so what has life been like for you with all of this happening in Uniontown?
Well, it's been tiresome. We've been fighting this for a year and 7 months, and it wears on a person to constantly fight an issue that shouldn't be a fight. We've been to the city officials, we've been to USDA, we've been to ADEM, EPA. We just constantly go, and we never get a response that is satisfactory to the issue. We have a serious issue with leakage. We have a serious issue with smell. There's been many different problems, but this one sort of takes the cake. The landfill was the first one. Now it's the spray field in the middle of the community, right in the middle of the neighborhood. And this affects any and everybody in that area. This is on the main road going in and out of Uniontown. And it cannot be overlooked. It needs to be taken care of.
You know, I'm going to go to Ms. Calhoun because she looks like she's ready to just pop right now listening to what you had to say. A lot of money has been spent so far.
Yes.
And I think, 4.2 million?
4.8
million. Do you feel that money has been flushed down the drain, wasted here?
Yes, I do, because where's the wastewater treatment? It's not going to work. It wasn't going to work. I mean, we're still at a standstill. As residents of Uniontown, we did have hope. There was hope that we was going to start living again, hope that this wastewater treatment would work. But we knew from the beginning, as our concerns started telling the local officials, the state officials, we start telling everybody, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Before all the money was gone, they never listened. They could have saved at least a nickel or a dime, but it's nothing. You know, it's not saved. We're just left with nothing. Where do Uniontown residents go from here? Where do we go? Where's our hope?
Mr. Rob, this is Adam. I want to
go ahead, Adam.
Step in with Ms. Calhoun. Is that the Uniontown spray field, number one, and that Mr. Hughes talks about the enforcement actions that ADEM has taken, is that in 2002, EPA came and did an inspection and that they reported that the spray field number one was leaking at that time. So ADEM, the city of Uniontown, people have known since 2002 that the first spray field was not working and it was not going to work. After years and years and years and years of neglect, abuse, they still wanted to build another spray field. And so the $4.8 million was to improve some of the system, in which they did, but it was also to build another spray field. And it wasn't until the citizens were knocking on the doors demanding answers that they knew, because they've lived here their whole lives, that ground does not allow water to soak through it. They knew that was not going to work. It was only after they had knocked on doors for months and months and months and months to get no answers. They did all the actual research to look through these permits and then showed ADEM and the engineers, this is not going to work, only to have them say, we're not going to listen to your concerns. We're not going to listen to your concerns. Go back to your community. Thank you for driving to Montgomery. Go back to your community. And so we saw this over and over and over and over again. And so the citizens had hope when the $4.8 million came in. And I want to thank ADEM, Congresswoman Sewell, the USDA for bringing those funds in. But ultimately, when the funds came in, they were mismanaged very poorly by the city of Uniontown. They were mismanaged by the Centel engineers and John Stevens, and they were ultimately mismanaged by the people who oversee these type of things, which is ADEM.
So, go ahead, Ms. Hughes.
Yeah, I got to say one thing because Adam's got his facts mixed up there.
Did you all test the soil, though?
Well, let me address this issue first. He indicated that the enforcement actions that we took dictated the use of another spray field, and that is not correct. What we do, as I mentioned earlier, is allow local officials to deem what is the best method for them to handle their wastewater. If it's a spray field, if it's a surface discharge, whatever that might be, we allow local officials to make that decision. We allow them to work with registered professional engineers to draw up plans and specifications on how that system will be designed and how it will operate. And we require those plans and specifications to be submitted to the department by a registered professional engineer that has his stamp on there. It is a seal of approval that says that system has been designed in accordance with engineering practices. Another thing on the issue of the implication that we say thank you very much and drive back to Uniontown, that is totally incorrect. I've got a listing here of 10 different meetings, and I will give you the specific dates. July the 25th of last year, we had a community meeting in Uniontown. Citizens didn't drive to Montgomery. We drove over there. August the 8th of 2013, we had a meeting in Uniontown with those officials and the engineers. Location was Uniontown. That same day, we met with some of the Uniontown citizens over in Uniontown. October the 18th, we had a meeting with the Uniontown citizens. That one was at ADEM. November the 20th, we had a meeting in Uniontown. We took our staff over there and met with them. There was no need for them to drive over to Montgomery. We had two meetings in December, one with Uniontown officials, one with the citizens. Those were held at ADEM. We had what I thought was a very productive training session over there on February the 25th at the local library, where I was personally involved with conducting that training, where we provided the citizens with information on how to get on our website and how to find documents that are scanned on our website, how to file an environmental complaint electronically on our website, and how to access a feature that's called What's Happening in Your County, so that citizens can keep up with environmental issues that are going on within their county. March 3rd, we had another meeting with Uniontown located at ADEM, and then on April 11th, we had a meeting with environmental groups at ADEM, and some of the citizens from Uniontown were involved with that. So the implication that we say thank you very much and drive back to Uniontown is totally incorrect. We've dedicated tremendous time and effort and resources to meeting with the officials and meeting with the engineers and meeting with the citizens over there to try to give them not only updates on where we stand on this issue, but input into the situation as well.
Yes, sir, Ms. Eaton.
Yes, I would like to say that when Mr. Johnson say that when we call for a meeting or attend a meeting and ADEM actually say thank you and send us back to Uniontown, we're not actually literally saying that's what actually happened. But when you think about the issue that has been going on, as far as our complaints, the way we've been screaming about this issue is not going to work. ADEM never stood up and said, well, you're right, or we'll look into it, or we'll see if what you're saying is so. They knew that spray field, that property out there would not perk. They knew this, and they carried on and allowed this engineer to constantly work and continue to do his work to find up in April when the hydrogeologist test came out, and it stated that this property is not suitable for a spray field. It has severe limitations, and they would not warrant it as a spray field. And in this instance, that information was not clearly viewed. It was so small you need a magnifying glass to actually spot it. And when we blew it up and sent this information out, that's when we got some kind of response from ADEM.
Mr. Hughes, We have a problem in Uniontown, and Ms. Calhoun says, they're not listening to us. Their voices aren't being heard. Well, it seems like the problem has been going on for a while, so there needs to be a solution, because if we don't go ahead and solve it now, Are you? I mean, they're going to be even an even bigger problem. Are you fearful that people could actually die from this? And then you've got an even bigger problem for people possibly filing lawsuits. I need to take a call. Ellen is on the line from Uniontown. Ellen, thanks for calling.
Okay. Rob, this is actually, my name is Ellis Long.
I'm
a member of Black Belt Citizens Fighting for Health and Justice. I'm the secretary of the group. And this question is for Scott Hughes. And I wanted to say that to me, this is a really big environmental justice issue, just like the landfill was a really big environmental justice issue. And here's what I would like to know. When ADEM reviewed the application for permit modification that included these upgrades and the new spray field, did they take into consideration the proper criteria for an environmental justice community, meaning fair treatment and meaningful involvement? Those are the two criteria that need to be considered. Fair treatment means no group of people should bear a disproportionate share of negative environmental consequences, and meaningful involvement means potentially affected residents in a community should have an opportunity to participate in decision-making about an activity that will affect their environment and their health. And I would like to know what consideration was given to the fact that this spray field, the second spray field, was located right in a community.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Yeah, Ms. Long, I'll be glad to answer that. I can say absolutely that we operated in accordance with the environmental justice guidance that we operate under. We operated in accordance with our rules and regulations. Going back to the landfill, as far as meaningful involvement, again, I referenced the local approval process. There were numerous public hearings that were held prior to the decision on that permit. Citizens were able to attend those public hearings and provide public comments to the department. I actually attended some of those meetings. They were very well attended, a lot of comments that were submitted. So I would say yes, we certainly understand the rules and regulations and authorities that the Alabama legislature has provided to ADEM. We are very aware of the fact that any permit we issue can be appealed to the Environmental Management Commission and ultimately into the court system. So we are very aware of our responsibility to issue permits and operate in accordance with the authorities that have been provided to us by the Alabama legislature.
To the residents of Uniontown, here's the telephone number if you'd like to dial us up. 1-800-631-2893. Mary is on the line. Mary, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, hello. My name is Mary, and I live in Uniontown. I've lived here for quite a number of years, and my question has to do also with a question for ADEM. Mr. Hughes mentioned a little while ago that ADEM is the watchdog to take care of situations where there may be violations of permits. And my feeling is that this watchdog has been asleep, that Uniontown has not been fully reporting all of the overflows. The amount of wastewater coming into the system is vastly more than the amount of wastewater that is leaving treated from the system because of overflows that go on daily in the amounts of hundreds of thousands of gallons, huge volumes that are contaminating both Cottonwood Creek and Freetown Creek. So not only is Uniontown not fully reporting, and ADEM, I think, is allowing Uniontown not to fully report, but also Uniontown is not publishing the public health notices that it is required to publish every time there is a discharge, illegal discharge, into a creek. And as I say, that goes on every day. Today, right now, it's raining in Uniontown, and I can assure you that it is overflowing from the lagoon and from the spray field right now. So I think that ADEM is not being a proper watchdog, and I would like to have some comments about that. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call, Mary. I know you got something else to say. I need to go to the phone lines. Freddie, listening to us on the World Wide Web, is calling from Los Angeles. Freddie, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Yes, how are you doing? Nice to hear from you there. I was calling pertaining to this spray field. I really can't hear the show, but I would like to just make a quick comment. And that is, the beginning of this spray field, was, to me, was kind of like a fleece job from the beginning. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Construction started on this spray field a full 6 months prior to a hydrologist report even being done. So now, that's kind of like putting a horse before the wagon. How can you build something when you don't even know what is being built, if it will work? And the citizen in the surrounding area, they really didn't know anything about this spray field was coming. When they found out, they started talking to the city officials. It was kind of like condescending, some of them, some of the city officials. But on the same hand, when we tried to tell them, hey, this area is known to flood, they pretty much pushed the citizen off, saying, well, hey, these people have the degree. They know what they're doing. And lo and behold, common sense played out. $4.8 million is down the drain, and look where we at, back where we started.
Wow.
Rob.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Like I said, I'm calling from L.A., and I really can't hear you quite well.
Mrs. Calhoun, you've been listening to these three gentlemen talking here. And one thing Mr. Hughes said that when it comes to a possible solution, of course, you're going to need more funds. It's going to need more financing. And that could possibly come from a number of ways, maybe bond money, but one possible way would be raising taxes on Uniontown
residents.
Yeah,
raising taxes on the residents. But ADM has money. Why don't they give us the money? I mean, we're in problems. I heard, I think I read where they gave some other state some money. I mean, we're in trouble right now. So they thought LaFleur said he bent over backwards. But how about bending over backwards again so we can see the bending over backwards?
Well, Adam specifically mentioned a minute ago one of the few things that we have agreed on thus far, the fact that our budget has been cut tremendously. We are not in the business of giving away money. Now, I will point out that we have a low-interest loan program that has provided over $1 billion for local municipalities to upgrade either their wastewater treatment infrastructure or their drinking water treatment infrastructure. So we've got that low-interest loan program, but there's got to be a mechanism for the municipality to pay that back because it is a loan. But again, we worked through the USDA to get obtain the funding that was provided, and we're going to continue to work with the citizens and all parties involved to reach some kind of resolution.
But Mr. Hughes, you're talking about Uniontown and paying back a loan?
Well, that's what I said. That going back earlier, it's not a black and white issue. It's an environmental issue, and it's a resource, a finance issue. There's got to be finances available for the municipality to make the upgrades that are needed at the facility.
Ms. Calhoun, you wanted to say something? If not, we'll go to the phone lines and talk to Louise from Lowndes County. Louise, thanks for calling.
Here's my question. Isn't it true that ADM got a dollar and something per ton when they allowed that coal ash to come in to Perry County? I think they probably raked in $4 or $5 million. Why can't they use that to fix this spray field since they got the money on the backs of Perry County?
Let me let Ms. Calhoun get in before we wrap up, Ms. Calhoun. If you haven't said anything that you want them to know, what else would you say to ADM or city and county officials when it comes to this issue?
One thing I would say, if you all would have listened to the citizen. You know, we know more about where we live, what goes on around in our community than anybody. But I seem like we was pushed under the bus because the simple fact, no one looked and seen how close people live to the resident. No one thought that we already knew this project wasn't going to work from get-go. Could have saved that money. But I know Uniontown was pushed against the wall. I know Mr. Hunter was inherit this problem. But as we work together with this problem, we can solve the problem together. Not that we need to have a certificate to tell you what's really going on out there. Just listen to what the people say. A lesson well learned. Listen to your residents.